is the Oi News via remote. I'm a newly released Australian military report into war crimes has found evidence that elite Australian troops unlawfully killed 39 Afghan prisoners, farmers, and civilians. Australian Defence Force Chief General Angus Campbell said Thursday the shameful record included alleged instances in which new patrol members would shoot a prisoner in order to achieve their first kill in a practice known as blooding. He said the soldiers would then plant weapons and radios to support false claims the prisoners were enemies killed in action. Campbell said the illegal killings began in 2009, with the majority occurring in 2013 and 2012. He said some in the Special Air Service encouraged a self-centered warrior culture, and that the report recommended 19 soldiers be investigated by police for possible charges, including murder. Israel and Bahrain will institute an e-visa system on December 1st to facilitate travel by their citizens between the two countries, Bahrain's foreign minister said, anticipating 14 weekly flights between the Gulf Kingdom and Tel Aviv. The system would entail applying online for entry visas. Israel and Bahrain signed a U.S. brokered agreement in September, establishing formal ties. Bahrain's first official government delegation to Israel and traveling on the first Gulf Air commercial flight to Tel Aviv landed in Israel Wednesday as the two countries look to broaden cooperation. Bahrain's foreign minister met with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and visiting U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in Jerusalem. Bahrain and the United Arab Emirates established formal ties with Israel in a deal signed at the White House on September 15th. Sudan has since said it would also formalize relationships with Israel. This is VOA News. Projected President-elect Joe Biden is close to winning more than 80 million votes in his campaign for President of the United States. Biden's total continues to rise as Democratic strongholds like California and New York process their remaining ballots. He will likely have won the White House by a greater margin than any other president this century, other than Barack Obama in 2008. Biden is also on track to win the Electoral College with the same 306 votes that U.S. President Donald Trump described as a landslide victory in his own 2016 race. The United States on Wednesday dropped a high-profile drug trafficking and money laundering case against a former Mexican defense secretary, an extraordinary reversal that followed an intense pressure campaign from Mexico. The full scope of Mexico's pressure was not clear, and officials were vague about what led them to drop charges in a case they celebrated as a major breakthrough just last month when federal agents nabbed retired General Salvador Cienfuegos in Los Angeles. Two officials, one Mexican and one American, said Mexico's tactics involved threatening to expel the Drug Enforcement Administration's regional director and agents unless the U.S. dropped the case. Israel said it launched airstrikes against a number of Syrian army and Iranian targets in Syria on Wednesday after explosive devices were planted in the Israeli-held Golan Heights. A video distributed by the Israeli Defense Force showed army forces uncovering the devices on Tuesday. The Syrian state news agency reported that three military personnel were killed and one was wounded in what it called Israeli aggression. The African continent has surpassed 2 million confirmed cases of coronavirus, and a top public health official warns that we are inevitably edging toward a second wave of infections. The 54-nation continent of 1.3 billion people is being warned against prevention fatigue as countries loosen pandemic restrictions to ease their economy suffering. This has more people traveling. Japan's new coronavirus infections have hit a record high, and the prime minister is urging maximum caution, but he has stopped short of calling for restrictions on travel or business. The health ministry on Thursday reported over 2,100 new cases, the first time Japan has had more than 2,000 new daily cases since the pandemic began. It has seen an uptick in cases in recent days, with record highs both nationally and in Tokyo, which is the country's largest city. For more on these and other stories making international news headlines, please visit our website at voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News. We'll be right back.